everybody, and welcome to the How Legends Are Made radio show. I am Dan Blackburn, and I'm always stoked and excited to be your host. Today, I'm incredibly excited to have a special guest. He's a dad. He is a husband. He is the co-founder of Brand It Well and an author. Incredibly excited to say he's an author of the book titled Super Size Your Business. So anybody listening today who's an entrepreneur, business professional, or looking to take their brand to a different level, then this man is someone that you want to listen to and you want to connect with. So without any further ado, I bring to the table a good friend, if you're lucky to call him a friend, Gregory Turner. Hey, Greg, are you there?
I am here, loud and clear.
Hey, Greg, great to have you on the show. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Dan. It's a pleasure being
here. Let's pretend we're standing at the edge of the pool. Let's dive right into this, to your journey, and let's start with your book. I mean, sure. Supersize Your Business. Tell the listener, what was the impetus, what was the fuel or inspiration that had you write this book?
Sure. Okay, so Supersize Your Business. My book is a digital marketing guide to transform leads to profits, right? It helps the reader to identify what it is that they can do with their business online to build their brand and to become a known commodity or the chosen commodity in their industry. And what led me to write this book was my experience with small businesses that are in the marketplace today. You know, all the big businesses, the major players, they invest heavily in what it is that people find or people know about their brand on the internet. And what my experience was is that small businesses and growing businesses, they want to become a big business sometime in the near future, right? And they were not taking advantage of the largest media marketplace that is available to them in the marketplace, really. So, you know, the internet, it's nothing new, right? It's no longer a mystery. However, to most businesses, it's still a mystery as to how can they capitalize the various tools and resources that are available to them and use it to the benefit of their brand and of their business. So that's what motivated me to write this book, because I want small businesses to have a resource that they can use to propel themselves forward and to build their brand and to build relationships with clients online and take their business to the next level.
Wow, amazing. So when you start talking about social media, my brain starts to hurt. And you and I have talked about this. We talked air, off air, and I don't know how many of the listeners have experienced the same thing, that there's so much Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, Twitter. I mean, I've just named a few. You know, then there's the traditional marketing through mailing, building a list, and all these autoresponders, and that's just the technology. Now it's right. Figuring how do I plug it in, and then it's figuring, well, what do I really need? So walk me through what that would, you know, what the relationship would be like, or what the initial dialogue would be with a small business owner. If you're talking social media, what are the steps, you know, call it, say, the top three things that you would coach an entrepreneur or a small business person on to get their feet wet and starting to build some momentum out there in the crazy social media world?
Okay. So that's a very good question, and it's a very common question that I receive from small businesses. So when it comes to social media, right, I'll tell you what the mistake that a lot of businesses make when it comes to social media. They treat it like any other form of communication that is available to them, the more, as for lack of a better word, the traditional forms of communication. So, you know, a lot of businesses, they look at social media as not much different from, you know, putting an ad in a newspaper or paying for a radio spot, right? Social media for a business is about sharing and really building a following through, and it's free, right? It's free. Like Facebook is free, Twitter is free, Instagram is free, right? It's a free way for you to share what your business is about and to build your brand, right? And your brand is really what it is that people are saying about you, not what it is that you're telling people about you, right? So you have to, well, you can and you should use social media as a format of communicating with the general public and endearing them to you, right? It's about giving, right? Sharing, you know, what makes your business special, sharing the people that are in your business, and sharing something like the daily experience of your business. If you are in a business that is very personality-based, for example, if you're a coach, right, like a public speaker or a motivational coach, a life coach, you can share not just the experiences of your client, but, you know, if you're going on a vacation and you come across something that is very touching, something that has an impact on you, right, social media is a great way for you to share that and to get people to relate to you, right? So that's really what that's the most effective way of using social media for your business. It's really about endearing the public to your brand, to your experience. Because at the end of the day, people will choose your business not because of what it is that you're selling, but it's what it is that they feel about your business and what it is that you stand for.
Amazing. So the three things, so sharing my business with people, building my brand, and then communicating my message on a consistent basis. So if those are the three things that, you know, if I'm on the fence about why social media and should I, so I think every entrepreneur and business professional would agree that we want those things. I want those things and the listeners mm-hmm. want those things. So tell me for a second, what is the difference or if it's not a difference, maybe tell us how they work together. How does social media out there reaching and my list, like my list of people, my database is what we used to call it, that, mm-hmm. you know, how are those things different or how are they alike and can they work together?
Okay. So social media and your list, right? So by list, I am assuming you mean your email list, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, okay, got it. So not necessarily email, but it could be just your contact list, your database of people who you promote your products and your business to, right? So social media is a way to build your list, right? So through sharing, you can pull people in. It's all about pulling as opposed to pushing a message. You're pulling people into what it is that your business is about, right? And once you have that following on social media, then once they've already followed you and once they've already liked you or something of that nature, depending on the platform, right, you can start to promote specifically certain services that you have to offer to them. And chances are, if someone likes your page and they like your message, they will be going to your website to learn more about your business. So at that point, your website becomes more important because now you're no longer on social media. Now you're they're on your platform as opposed to Facebook's platform, right? And from there, that's when you can have tailored messages you can have a lead capture on your page. So everyone who is through Facebook or Twitter, you can actually invite them to visit your website and to explore what it is that your business offers beyond what it is that you talk about on social media. And that's how you build your list. That's one way of building your list. So it is definitely related because it's all online. So
okay, so this is great. Sorry to interrupt, but this is great. Because I'm, you know, my vision for this radio show is to teach other people and inspire other people how to live a legendary life. And there are times when I interview people and it's amazing content, and it's content either already new or that I'm already using. And so it's a great refresher for me. And it's more about the listener who does not deploy that strategy or use that tool. Today, I'm selfish because I hope the listener is getting tons of value from you already, and I already am. So this is the first time it's been explained to me this clearly. So what you're saying is social media is pulling people in.
Right.
It's introducing me to them. It's showing them kind of what I'm about. It's like going to a party and or to an event and meeting someone for the first time. Business card, right. Chit chat. You kind of more generic. Would you say that that's right?
Right, more generic. I'd equate social media to being at a 24/7 networking event, because you are always communicating. The people are already there, right? I don't remember how many users are on Facebook, but it's definitely more than what you would meet if you were to go to a conference, right? So it's a 24/7 networking event, so to speak. So if you're sharing your message and someone relates to that message, then they're going to want to know more about you, right? If you're on YouTube and you have a video sharing an experience, something that I wouldn't say go viral, because going viral is a whole different aspect, and if that happens, that's great. But if you share your message on different platforms, whether it's YouTube, whether you share your pictures on Instagram, whether you share your message on Facebook, or you do broadcasts on Twitter, you are giving other people access to you, and you're giving them the opportunity to share you with the people in their network. And that's how you organically build your following. So it is a 24/7 networking event.
Okay, amazing. And I'm taking notes here, so I hope the listener is also taking notes, because this is awesome stuff. So then once we cross, as you called it, you pull in the customer or the prospect, then they go to our list, and now we start to offer, and I'm asking this because I think I understand it, but you know, you're the expert. Is that now where I start to make my offer and my message much more specific to a customer relationship of selling them something and offering them an opportunity to buy or invest into what we're offering?
Okay, Dan, what I'll do, I'll give you a real life example of what it is that you can do, right?
Okay.
So because I know you, I know a bit about your background, I know a little bit about your family and so forth, right? And I also know what it is that you share through your communication and social media, right? So what you can do with your business, right? And anyone who is listening can sort of equate this to what they're doing with their business as well. You are communicating, you can communicate your experience with your family. You can communicate testimonials, differences that you've made with your clients, right? Because you have all of that already. So you can share live testimonials of what difference it is that you have made in someone's life, their personal story. People relate to personal stories. So you can share that on your social media platforms, and that will get people's attention. Like, wow, this is what Dan has done for this person. You know, I'd love to know more about what it is that he does. Like, he's having these magnificent results. So now you're pulling people in. People start to talk about you. They start to like what it is that they like, and they comment and so forth on, they engage is the right word. They engage with what it is that you're sharing and the personal stories that you're sharing. And then that invites them to explore what it is that you're offering. So once they're exploring what it is that you're offering, and chances are they will like your page, they will follow you on Twitter, it gives you the opening now where you can communicate directly to this person. And I do encourage anyone who has a social media profile to put a system in place where you can actually send a thank you note to someone who likes or follows you on social media, because then you can have that personal communication with someone, right? And from there, you can invite them to explore more about what Dan Blackburn does.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay, so how does the listener bridge the gap from a follower or a friend on their social media platform? So let's just take an Instagram, a Twitter, call that a follower, and then on Facebook we have friends. How do I convert, or how does the listener convert those numbers and have them cross the gap so that those people are now in a list and are now potential or are legitimate prospects, buy something from them?
Okay, so there are ways to mine the data and actually directly communicate with people who follow or like you on Facebook, right? And also with Twitter, that's where the actual follow-up comes in place, where if someone was to follow you on Twitter, for example, you have put it in a schedule, put it in an autoresponder or something that you're going to send them a thank you note and invite them to visit your website. That's one method of doing it. All right, there's also more technical stuff that would take a lot more than 15 minutes to explain.
Hmm.
However, one direct way is to send a follow-up and invite them to explore your website. Now, not everyone will follow, but it is a numbers game at the end of the day, right? So people will follow the trail. They will go to your website. They'll read what it is that is on your website. And the website is really important because that's the platform that you control. So when they come to your website, they have to know your website as a resource that they can come to get information that is of value to them. So
okay. So
yes, go ahead.
Yes, so if I hear this correctly, so you know, I'm thinking about things I'm taking away. So my takeaway is, how do we turn those followers, friends, social media people, as you called it? I love that. I love the way you described it, Greg. It's at a 24/7 networking or conference event.
Right.
I mean, that's where we all go to meet and greet people. So now I have a really clear picture. So thanks for pointing that out and painting it that way. So once I convert those people, I have them cross the bridge. One of the ways to do that is by having some sort of automated follow-up message. Is that what I,
yes,
do I understand
automated.
That correctly?
Yes. So because of the numbers of people that could be engaging with your website on a daily basis, it would be really difficult to send a follow-up message, a personal follow-up all the time, right? So there are tools that are out there that could actually automate a follow-up, inviting someone to come to your website, because you want to get them off social media and you want them to see more of what it is that you have to offer. So that's where you invite them to your website, because your website is the most important aspect of your online presence, because that's where you get to put the message forward in the way that suits you, as opposed to in the way that Facebook or Twitter limits you, right? So
okay,
you
great.
Get them at the networking event, you invite them to your website, and you should always, that should be the focus, how to get them to the website, to your website.
Okay, that's amazing. So I love what you said. You said mine the data. You know, I get a real good picture. You know, sometimes you have to go deep to do the mining, to get one diamond, to get one nugget that could be worth its weight in gold tenfold. So you're referring to the same thing. So is that what you mean by mining the data and building your list?
Yes. So I'll use Facebook as an example, where they give you the opportunity to send messages or to market directly to people who are in the network or directly linked to your page, right? So by mining the data, I mean looking at, okay, who it is that has followed and looking at what it is that caused them to follow, because you won't necessarily always have clear data as, okay, why did this person follow me? However, if you're quick to look at the data, and if you actually have a system in place where you are, okay, you know who followed you today. Okay, this is their network. These are their interests. Then you know what kind of data that's actually getting results, right? And what data that you're using to get results, whether it's a personal story, a testimonial, whether you put out an ad promoting a specific event, you know, whatever it is, then you start to how would you put it? You would start to replicate that, right? You replicate what works, right? Correct. So when you actually put forward the data that's getting responses, then you know what works. You focus more on that, and then it really determines how well you use your social media, like what kind of messages you put forward, because you want things that actually get people to react, right? Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. So website. I mean, I thought that if, you know, as long as you have a website and there's WordPress and there's some, certainly it's easier to create a dynamic and powerful website today than it was, you know, 2, 5, 10, 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. Would you not agree with that?
Yeah, definitely. So there is many tools available that you can use to create your website that requires you to have little technical knowledge. There is obviously, there's the more well-known tools like Wix.com, and, you know, you can go there, you can create something very quickly. WordPress is also, it requires a little bit more technical knowledge. However, it's very straightforward. You can get templates from websites like ThemeForest, .com, and you can take that, and with whoever it is that you use for hosting, whether it's GoDaddy, HostGator, they all offer WordPress as a platform, and they all offer you instructions on how to install templates. That once you do that, then it comes down to just putting in the content that you need, right? Now, your website, one thing I do advise my clients is your website has to have a message that your client or the visitor who comes to your website, they have to be able to know what it is that you do in the first minute, right? And you have to grab their attention in the first 10 seconds. So instantly, as soon as they come to the site, there should be a message that introduces them to what it is that you do. And then within that first minute that they're on your website, the information has to be so easily found that they don't have to think or put too much thought into knowing what this business is about or what your business stands for.
Okay. So my question was, I was going to ask, you know, what are tips or things that the listener would pay attention to that separates a good website, you know, a powerful generating website, to, you know, one that's not powerful? And so one of them is that it conveys a real, very clear message to the visitor. Are there any other tips or any other thing that that, you know, an entrepreneur should be aware of on their website?
For your website, social proof is really important as well. And if you can provide that social proof through video testimonials, that's been proven to get people to convert and follow up by over 40%. It actually improves conversion by over 40%. So social proof is really important for any website. If you're offering a product or a service, people need to know that it works, and they need to know that that product or service is for them. So social proof, really important. Call to action is really important. So this is you making a suggestion, right? So you're suggesting to them to contact you for a free consultation, or you know, give you a call, call your help desk, something of that nature. It has to be very obvious, because once they get, okay, I know what this business does, now what? You answer that question for them. So the calls to action has to be clear. Then the third thing I'd suggest is communicate urgency. So you have to, and I wouldn't say have to, but it is important to have a sense of urgency around the message, that this opportunity, or you're offering them an opportunity to get results that they're looking for through your business, through your service, right? So you have to communicate what it is that they're getting, or what it is that they're getting as a result by taking action now, as opposed to later. So that also has to be clear. So as far as messaging is concerned, those are three things that are really important.
Okay, excellent. That's valuable. So what was, you know, to share with the listener a little bit about, you know, what brought you to this? I mean, clearly you're an expert in this field, and you've now, I mean, you've helped me in a 15, 20 minute interview already get clarity, you know, real strong clarity. So it's evident that you're doing the right work. You're doing what you're best at. What got you to this point, I mean, in your life that has you now become an expert and driving your own business, branded well, and author of Supersize Your Business?
Well, what brought me to this point, it's an interesting story, because it's not a straight line. Like, I didn't get up one day and said, hey, I want to be an internet marketer. I want to build websites, or, you know, help people with social media. You know, what my background is in technology, and really what fascinates me is using technology to get results, right? So at the start, it was very vague. And, you know, I went through the path of owning an online business, running an online store, and coming from that world where I had an e-commerce business, you know, it became clear to me how important it was to stand out when it comes to marketing. And so, you know, that's where I started to hone my skills around marketing, seeing what kind of messages work, what kind of messages get people's attention, right? What headlines need to be there and so forth, right? So when my partners and I, we came together, you know, we wanted to create something magnificent for our clients. You know, so my background was in technology and marketing, and my other partners had a similar background. However, we didn't even plan to go in that direction. We were more focused on another form of marketing, which is called digital signage, right? However, once we started consulting with small businesses and so forth, you know, they were happy that we could help them in the way that we could help them. However, you know, anyone who is a techie or a tech person will find that, I'm sure everyone can relate to this, if you're a tech person, people come to you and they ask you everything that has to do with computers. So you know, it was interesting that, you know, people started coming to us and asking, hey, can you help me with social media? I really don't know what to do with this, but I see my competitors are doing well, right? And so that's kind of what led me in this direction, where the need was there, and it came from me just wanting to help them, to have a solution, to give them the answers that they were looking for. So that's where we communicated with people. We saw what it is that people were asking for, and we said, you know what, this is something that's really important to the marketplace. This is something that's really important to the people in our community. And, you know, we started to focus more in this direction.
Wow. That's amazing. You know, there's no coincidence. There's no magic trick here. Mm-hmm. That the similarity amongst the people that I interview that are all legendary and they're experts in their own field, they talk about exactly what you talked about, right? It's about finding out how they can be of service, how you can be of service. And mm-hmm. and it's through that process, as you said, where you recognize that you had something that you could offer. And so, you know, to the listeners that are there, that's the crucible. That's the piece that continually gets thrown around. One of the pieces that gets thrown around is being of service to others and being an expert to help other people overcome challenges. So let me ask you, Greg, when you're navigating your way day to day, you're now positioned as an expert, you've authored the book. If I'm a consumer and I'm looking for support, and let's look at the two pieces we talked about today, social media, that then transitions to a list and then a website. Is that something that branded well that you and your team can help entrepreneurs with?
Yes, that is what we help entrepreneurs with. So our focus at Branded Well is to make online marketing work for you, right? And so what it is that we design, depending on where it is that you want to go with your business and with your brand, is we put together campaigns that engages and engages audiences, generates leads. And we don't just focus on just getting you leads, but more so on how do you build relationships with these new contacts that you now have in your community. Because what really is the foundation of a strong business is the value of its brand. And I'm sure every business person out there would love to have a business that is so successful that they can one day step away from it, give it to their children, or sell it to other investors, right? So we focus a lot on building relationships with clients and building a strong brand foundation. So that is our focus as an internet marketing company, so to speak, and that's why our name is Branded Well.
So it's more than just the website. It's more than the social media. You can help someone, whether they're a startup or whether they're somewhere down the road. Mm-hmm. You can help them develop a strategy that supports their brand, grows their brand. And the social media is important, but it's one piece of the overall equation to what you offer. Is that right?
That's right, exactly.
Wow. So as we wind down the interview, Greg, how can a startup, an entrepreneur, someone listening today, how can they get in touch with you? And what assuming they can keep up with you, and they can, because you're moving, you're a fast-paced guy. What's available for them as a start off or as a kickoff point in fostering a relationship with you and your team at Branded Well?
What is available right now? So we have a number of different packages. However, as a starting point, what we have to offer is what we call an online transformation package, where we take a business that is having challenges with generating interest online, and we put together a plan that will generate traffic to their website and lead to conversions in the long run. So what that includes, we do a marketing consultation. We do what we call a heat mapping report of your website to see what is working and what's not working, right? We do a social media report to analyze, okay, what it is that your competitors are doing well and what opportunities are there for you. And we optimize your website in the process. And the result of that is specifically why your website is not generating the results that you're looking for, and we give you a plan as to how it is that you can move forward to get the results that you're looking for.
Wow. That sounds very comprehensive. Where would someone go to connect with you and get started on branding their business well?
Okay, well, they can go to our website. It's branditwell.com. And that's where you can get in touch with us. You can learn more about our services. And you can start the process of getting your consultation and getting the results that you're looking for in your business.
Well, fantastic. Greg, it's exciting to say that I was excited about our interview and was looking forward to digging in to what you do and how you can help our listenership. And I'm even doubly excited because I learned something, and I know that our listeners also got, you know, way more value than certainly I anticipated they would get. So thanks, as always, for bringing the gusto, bringing all the good stuff to the table. And I appreciate you for joining our show.
I appreciate you for inviting me, Dan.
Hey, it's my pleasure. And to all our crazy legendary maniacs, this is Dan Blackburn for the How Legends Are Made radio show. Greg Turner from Brand It Well and author of Supersize Your Business has been our guest today. Thanks a million to him and his entire team at Brand It Well. And always, always, always remember to dream, plan, and execute yourself to an amazingly legendary life. Talk to everybody soon. Booyah!